Blog Talk Radio.
I'll do whatever I can, wherever I am, whenever you want me to. Yeah,
well, welcome to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio Graves, coming to you live from Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do every Tuesday at noon Eastern. Today we've got a wonderful show lined up for you with my co-host, Jen Carter, who's always here with me from EmpoweringWomenInBusiness.com. And our special guest today is Andrea McLeod, who I am so excited to meet and talk to today. Andrea is an expert, I am told, in Second Life, which we've mentioned a couple times on this show, but we've really not talked about in detail. And Andrea, your company is, I don't want to botch this one, Monogram Virtua, is that correct?
That's correct.
So tell me a little bit about what Monogram Virtua does.
Well, we're an advertising PR firm that helps companies bridge the gap between the virtual world and real world. We help them with marketing internationally and locally. We take
That's
them
the kind of person we really need to help me with my stuff.
We can do it. We can do anything. Anything you can do in the real world, we do in the virtual world.
Wow. And now by virtual world, do you mean Second Life only or broader than Second Life?
Well, there are hundreds of virtual worlds out there. We mainly deal with Second Life, but there are other virtual worlds that we do communicate with.
Holy cow, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I only know of a couple of them. So
Jennifer,
are you
out there?
Jennifer is sitting right here listening. I'm so excited about today's show today as well. Hello, Gina. Hello, Andrea.
Hello.
Well, I am going to let you take the lead, Jennifer. So I'm just going to pop in and, you know, join you guys in the discussion.
Okay, well, this is cool. I'm going to let Andrea introduce herself here in a minute because it's kind of cool, too, and she is all about being an empowered woman in business. Andrea met my husband at some meeting somewhere, and he came home all excited about, oh, I've got to connect with this person who does this stuff on Second Life. I'm like, yeah, okay, Second Life, the video game for gamers, which I'm not really into. And then he starts telling me about some of the different things that they were doing or that they want to do, and then I started getting excited. Now, Andrea is the VP of Marketing and Sales for Monogram Virtua. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And so she is an expert. If there are experts we have, I think she and her company are that. And we're going to talk about a lot of different things today. Obviously, having something to do with relationship marketing and marketing in particular, because just about everybody listening today is in business for themselves, somehow or other online and probably offline as well. Now, before I go any further, just because it's cool, Andrea, would you please tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us how it is you came to start working with Second Life?
Oh, I'm anxious to hear this one.
Well, I've been in the corporate world for, gosh, over 20 years. Working for other people, you know, the typical 9-to-5 job, but then it also transitioned into bringing work home all the time. And I just felt like I was trapped. And at my last position, I was just really tired of the politics in the corporate world, and I decided that I didn't want to do it anymore. So I actually quit my job without a plan, just decided to up and quit. And this was a couple of days before Christmas. And a friend of mine had been in the virtual world for a very long time, and him and another person, his partner, had started Monogram Virtua, and it was just getting off the ground. They were planning a movie premiere in Second Life. And I had dabbled in Second Life. It wasn't really anything that I was really interested in just because it was an online game, and you know, I figured I might leave that up to my kids. But the more I got into it and learned more about it, I spent about the first 3 months in my position just learning everything I could, how to build things and how to move around and just networking with the people that were in there and trying to find out what is it about this platform that everybody is so excited about. and still thinking, oh, I really should find another job, and just not really knowing what I was going to do. And the more I got into Second Life and other virtual platforms and working with Harold Whaley and Randall Rubin, I realized that there was really something there, and they had a vision, and I definitely wanted to be included in that. And as far as branding their company and doing events, helping companies succeed, new companies, just large companies, small companies, everything. And they did a movie premiere of Randall Rubin's movie, Jimmy and Judy, and they partnered with the Stars Home Entertainment, and it was the first movie premiere in Second Life. And just the whole dynamics of the whole thing just really impressed me, how everything was handled, put together. People came from all over the world to watch this movie and are still talking about it. It was on the front page of SecondLife.com. They did a huge press release. And from that time on, I thought, I want to be a part of this. Somehow I'm going to figure out a way that I can make this work for me. Because I wanted to spend more time at home with my kids. Being in the corporate world for 20 years, you lose touch with your family a little bit. And I wanted to get back in touch with my family. So it was a huge transition because I was used to being a working mom, getting up, getting the kids ready, sending them off to daycare, going, driving, an hour to work, then coming home and having to cook dinner and clean the house and all of that. So it was nice to be able to spend more time with my family, but yet work at home and stop whenever I wanted to and actually help other businesses and see the dynamics of their businesses incorporated into Monogram Virtua. So that's basically how I got started, and now I can't get away from it, and I don't want to, not that I'd want to. But
how long ago was that?
Excuse me?
How long ago was that?
That was, let's see, the end of 2007.
Oh, wow, so you've been doing this a while. And you're right.
For a while.
I think everybody I know of that's made that transition says the same thing. I don't think I'd ever want to get away from this.
I don't. I can't even see myself going back to a regular 9-to-5 job.
Well, I'm a corporate attorney, and so I know what you're talking about with the corporate world because I was right there with you. And, boy, what a difference.
It's a huge difference, huge difference. And knowing that I can make a difference in other companies, not just one.
Yeah, that is a great feeling.
Yeah, it is. Being in sales and marketing, it's just I'm used to helping one company make millions of dollars. And I thought, I don't see any reward for myself.
And so can you give us an example of some of the companies you helped?
Yeah, I've worked in the semiconductor field for Texas Instruments, pharmaceuticals for Amlin Pharmaceuticals, and in finance at Union Bank of California. Been in real estate, construction.
So some big
I've been
ones,
in almost every field you can think of.
Some big ones and some small ones, right?
Excuse me?
Some big companies and some small companies.
Yeah, most of them are large companies. There was one startup company that I did work for. It was a real estate developer, a general contractor. And when I first started, there were about 5 employees. And in that role, I took on sales and marketing, accounting, HR. I was the president's executive assistant office manager. And I knew that after a while, after having 3 different offices with that company and being on call 24/7, it wasn't something that I wanted to do for a long period of time.
Gotcha. Now, the types of things that you help companies do in virtual world, is there any reason that they wouldn't work for small companies or even solo entrepreneurs?
There's no reason at all. Monogram Virtual works with everybody. We can take any type of business and find a way to market it. We do sit down with our clients and find out what their vision is and what they want to do and what's not working for them in real life, and kind of develop a customized plan to help them succeed. You know, it's not, okay, we're going to set you up and then leave you here. We do have videos, and we walk them through the steps, and we have customer service people that are available to answer any other questions and help them get further along. We've developed a lot of relationships from all over the world in this platform, and they're willing to help, and they work with us. We've partnered with the major television network in the virtual platform. We partnered with them in real life and in the virtual platform. So we don't only do things in the virtual world. It does cross over to real life. And because we have to remember that all the people that are in Second Life are real people.
Exactly.
You know, it blows my mind the kinds of things that are going on in Second Life that are connected with the real world. But before we go any further with that, if you would please, just back up a moment. I know there's some people who are listening today who really have no idea what Second Life is. Could you please just take a brief moment and describe what is Second Life and what does it have to do with business?
Well, Second Life to some people is a game. And then a lot of other people, it's a platform, a marketing platform that people use to, large companies use it for training, to also connect with their clients so that they don't have to travel or deal with security. Like we deal with entertainers, so we don't have to deal with security, hotel. And it's more interactive. I think we call it kind of MySpace on steroids. Because very interactive, you go in and you create an avatar. Now, you can have an avatar that looks exactly like you, or you can create something that, you know, you could look like Brad Pitt if you wanted to. And it's more of a very large database for businesses. There's about 17 million people in this platform, and it's free for people to sign up. And, you know, instead of having to manage your own database, Second Life practically does that for you. You can search by people that like Stephen King books or are into network marketing or relationship marketing. So everything is basically already managed for you. Now, for the people that like to play games, you can go in there and you walk around and you can fly, talk to other people. There are golf courses in there that you could, you know, go and challenge yourself to a game of golf with someone in the Netherlands. So there's twofold. You know, it's for business and it's for gamers. And when you get in there, when some people got in there, they were in there for business, and it ended up being almost a game also. Well, you're having fun with it because you're meeting people from all over the world. And for businesses, it's a 24/7 thing. You don't have to be in there all the time in order for your business to work because you can make everything automated. If you wanted to sell a book in there, you can set it up to where people can go in there and kind of preview your book from all over the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you don't even have to be there. So which is really nice because, like I said, you know, if you get into the typical corporate world, you've got to be there to make the sales.
Yeah, that's right. So Second Life is really like it's kind of like the real world. I mean, it's for anybody who hasn't been in there, it's graphics and the kinds of things you can do it's so amazingly close to to looking like and feeling like quote unquote real life. It blew my mind the first time I went in there, and I know that it's been upgraded since. But it also, it's like real life on steroids or with a little, I don't know, you can do extra things in there because I remember Gina told us a story, a few months ago about one of the times she was in there, wasn't that you, Gina, that had a flying dragon that, I don't know, something
it,
like that.
It was me.
It was you, okay, yeah. You've got a flying dragon, or were you a flying dragon? I don't remember.
No,
you can
be
anything you want.
I had
anything you want.
I was looking for something that could help me do some advertising in Second Life.
Wow.
And so what we did was we first created an airplane that was like a biplane, and it not only had a banner that would stream behind it, but it could do skywriting. Well, in some of the areas in Second Life, they were kind of opposed to having this plane flying overhead with the message. And so we then went on to develop this dragon that could breathe smoke to have the same message written out by the dragon instead of having it written out by the biplane.
Okay.
So it was just an advertising vehicle, nothing more.
That's funny. Okay, great.
But can you do that in real life?
Well, I guess you could if you could find a dragon.
Right.
The biplane might be a little more doable in real life.
It would cost you a whole lot more to do.
It certainly would. A whole lot.
That's one of the things that Monogram Virtua expresses to people is we can do all of your marketing needs at a fraction of the cost.
Absolutely. And the neat thing about Second Life, there were some great articles out last year, right around the first of the year, from the founders of Second Life that were talking about how people were really finding that by participating in Second Life as a virtual world, they were getting addicted to doing things with their avatars. And they were finding that it was so easy to make change in the avatar happen, make your avatar taller or shorter or fatter or skinnier, that they were then seeing that, hey, if it's this easy to do with my avatar, I bet it's going to be this easy to do with my real life, too.
Yeah.
And so they were talking about some of these major success stories of people who had undergone change in their own life as a result of what they had done in the virtual world. And they gave examples of people who had lost 600 pounds as a result of Second Life, but not just their avatar, for themselves. They talked about people who had been alcoholics or drug addicts being able to get off the booze and get off the drugs because of what they had learned in Second Life. And to me, that was just a really, really neat thing that was happening very naturally because of Second Life.
I don't think people realize how powerful that platform is, in getting in there and realizing that these things can be done, and they're done all over the world.
Exactly. And back when I was in Second Life, it was before sound was really enabled in Second Life.
Yeah.
So back then, you had to type all your messages.
Mm-hmm.
Now that sound is there, it is so much more realistic than it used to be.
Yes.
And, just about anybody that I've ever met who has spent any amount of time in Second Life has really gotten addicted to it. One of my good friends is also a marketer. He's one of my students. And recently, he, fell off the face of the earth for 2 months. I couldn't figure out what was going on with him. So when I finally reached him, I'm like, where have you been? He goes, well, I kind of got locked in a virtual world. And I'm thinking, you're joking with me. But he wasn't joking with me. He had found Second Life and just could not shake it. It was so addicting to him. He couldn't figure out why he would ever do things in the real world when there was so much more possibility in Second Life. He could make money faster. He could reach bigger audiences. Everything about it was just so great. So, and I hear that all the time.
It's wonderful. Like I said, there's about 17 million members in there. And where else can you find a database of 17 million members that's already basically managed for you?
And you know what? This is something that I bet a lot of people don't realize is that, Gina, you talk about this guy making money quicker, that people make real money in there. There's a different currency, but people make the different currency, and then you can trade it in for actual U.S. dollars or whatever. And isn't it true that there's, I don't know how many, but, at least a few, because I've read about them, people who've made millionaires, now millionaires, what they've done.
Millions of dollars.
Not just a few, a lot of millionaires have come out of Second Life.
There's real estate people in real estate in there that have made millions buying and selling virtual land. If you go on eBay, you can find virtual land on eBay. People are buying and selling it on eBay.
No kidding.
There was a gentleman that had an island in Second Life, and an island, I don't know, I don't own one, but I don't personally own one, but I think they're about, at the time, about $1,600 to purchase.
That's about,
and then
there's $1,600. And what you're buying, when you buy an island, in the real world, we would say we're buying a server, because that's what it really is, is a server.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And then you parcel it up and you do what you want with it. But this gentleman turned around and sold that same island for, I want to say it was $400,000. Because there was so much potential on there, the businesses that he built up and the money that he was making, but he turned around and sold it on eBay.
Wow.
There was another gentleman that, it was in another virtual world, that purchased an asteroid for, don't quote me on that, but I believe it was like $80,000. But on a weekly basis now, he gets offers for this asteroid for over $1 million on a weekly basis, and he turns it down because he knows that there's so many more possibilities with it than making just, you know, $1 or $2 million.
Wow. And early on in Second Life, the first 6 or 7 months it was open, a woman was a fashion designer and started designing clothes for the avatars to wear. She made over $1 million in the first 7 months of Second Life being open, just selling unique fashion clothing, designer clothing for the avatars in Second Life.
People spend money in there. It's no different than us going out and buying a video game for our game systems, but you're stuck with that game system. And Second Life, you're not. You can change things at a drop of a dime.
The only
whenever
thing
you want.
In Second Life is your imagination.
You don't even need that. There are people in there that can help you with that.
Too funny. Okay, so that's a little background on Second Life. Good, I'm glad, because our listeners, I don't think necessarily know what Second Life is really like. And this particular show is all about relationship marketing. And what I teach is that in the internet world today, both whether you're in the internet normally or in this virtual reality world like Second Life or any of the others that are out there, that it really requires you to do things differently than ever before. Instead of just going out and selling people, you've really got to be going out and building relationships and serving people. And that through serving people, you will end up making more money than ever, as long as you're just not outright selling. So with Second Life, I know that's got an awful lot to do with relationships. And both online and offline relationships. Why should internet marketers pay attention to Second Life and get involved in it, and what does it have to do with marketing?
Well, it's adding value to your services. Because there's so many people in there, you know, 17 million people, and you have access to all of them around the world, you can take a startup business and turn it around 2 times quicker than a real-life business, just because you're building those relationships and they begin talking to people and you're advertising in there and you're your own PR person in there, you know, just by walking around and talking to people. And you'll find that it's a lot easier to chat with someone who is an avatar than actually going up to them in real life and start telling them about your business.
I was just thinking you could have a little more virtual confidence since you're not looking face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
You change your avatar.
You change your avatar or sign off. Or, block them or just walk away. And you can build your own database within a database of people that are interested in your services and your products. And then you can start sending out little notices and gifts, if you will, is what we call them, note cards about your new products and services. And instead of having to worry about sending them an email and it going into their junk mail, but these are people that are really interested in your business. And if you wanted to do business in Finland, you just type in Finland and you teleport there. And that's it. You don't have to worry about anything else but except landing on your feet in there and talking to people. And like Jennifer had mentioned, it's easier to talk to an avatar than actually going up to them in real life and start selling your product or telling them. And you have more access to more people.
Is English the primary language?
You know, no. It's everything. I'm somewhat learning French because I have to, one of my customers is in France and barely speaks any English. So we kind of, you know, he's trying to teach me French and I'm trying to teach him English, which, you know, is not the easiest thing. So
wow,
there's, you know, Dutch and German. There's a lot of German people on there. It's just all over the world. I picked up a client last year, and they were in Lithuania. And in dealing with them, I learned about how their government works when they send money to other countries. So it's really a great learning experience because I'm learning about other cultures, and they're learning about America. And the whole thing with Obama being president, you know, it's interesting to hear that all these people from around the world are excited about this.
Yeah, that is neat. Well, how does what you do in Second Life as a marketer differ from what you would do on the Internet as a marketer?
Much more interactive. What I call is bridging the gap between the two. I can advertise in there a lot quicker than advertising in real life on the Internet. It's in real time, and when I schedule meetings in there all the time, and it's just much more interactive, and it just seems more personal than sending emails back and forth to each other. You know, I can send graphics to people. I can send gifts to them right away. You know, through the Internet, you can send email and words, but through Second Life, you can send gifts and talk to them in real time, pull other people in, have meetings, do presentations, change things quickly.
And is advertising different in Second Life than it is in either the real world or on the Internet?
Yes and no. The advertising I do a lot of media advertising and print where there's billboards around the virtual platform that I do advertise on. But they have systems in place where I just put it in one program, and it goes out to probably about 800 different billboards at one time.
Wow.
And if I want to change it, I just change it in that one system and tell it to update, and it changes everything. And it also tracks, you know, who is clicking on that billboard to find out more information. The billboards give out note cards that tell them, you know, if you want more information to contact me, email me, call me. You know, you can't do that when you're driving down the road and see a billboard.
Holy cow. So how much would it cost you to advertise on about 800 billboards?
Well, there's a system in there that I signed up, and it was, their conversion rate is I want to say, 275 Linden dollars is what their currency is, to every one U.S. dollar.
Okay.
Now, when I signed up for this advertising system, it was 350 Linden, so a little bit over a dollar.
And how effective was that advertising on those?
It's very effective. We hold events in there. We have different venues that we hold events at, and that's all the advertising I do. And we get people from those billboards, and they come and they ask me, how did you get your advertising on that billboard? And then I'm an affiliate for this program. And I show them how, and I walk them through, and they set up their marketing on these billboards. If they want to do more, you know, that's what Monogram Virtual helps them with. And we customize a marketing plan for them. We do print media. There's Monogram Virtual is partnered with a publishing company in the virtual world, and we have a vehicle magazine that we put out every month. We just started it in October. And at first, it was just in the virtual platform. And now I've taken it from the virtual platform and included it on the internet. So people that aren't in Second Life can also read about these vehicles that are being built in the virtual world and in real life.
And if somebody wanted to sign up for that magazine, how would they do that?
I have a link. I don't have it with me right now. The site is currently down just because we're getting ready to put out the February issue. But it's called Prim Velocity. PRIM Velocity. And you might be able to Google that, and it'll bring you to a link. And it's free to everybody to look at.
And are you guys building an online database of subscribers of Prim Velocity, right?
Yes. The company that we partnered with is called Lipstick Publishing, and they have, right now I want to say they have about 80,000 readers because they have 12 magazines in the virtual platform. It's one of the largest publishing companies in the virtual platform. And what we are hoping to do is take them from Second Life into the real world, and then into other virtual platforms.
Well, see, now that was my next question. If, as you build a database in Second Life, how do you tie it with, or can you tie it with your database in quote unquote real life, or in you know, like an online database, to move it over, you know, onto that platform?
Well, there'll be two separate databases, but we can send out notices to anybody in Second Life and let them know if you're ever online and can't get into Second Life for some reason, maybe your computer, you know, you're on a friend's computer and you want to show them the magazine, here's the link on the internet also that you can see the same magazine. So if you have friends that don't want to get into Second Life or for some reason just don't go in there, you can also view our magazine here. And it also brings in real-life advertisers, not just advertising in Second Life.
Okay, so you mentioned earlier of events and stuff. I could set up an event in Second Life and advertise it there. Could I also, let's say I'm holding a live event in this world, could I advertise it on Second Life?
Absolutely.
Interesting.
You could advertise it by billboards and radio, television. Oh, gosh, there's just, you can do it in both. In fact, there was a woman that dealt with the vendors in eBay, and I think, Jennifer, I had told you this story. She did an event in Las Vegas, a 3-day event, and spent lots of money to do this event, and 50 people showed up. Now, her vendors were upset. She spent all this money on travel, hotel, marketing materials. She lost a lot of money. It almost put her business out of business. And someone had mentioned to her to try and do an event in the virtual platform. And that's when she found Monogram Virtual, and we did a test event. It was a 3-hour test event. And she had a couple of her vendors come in, and what we did was we set up vendor booths that tied their real-life website to the graphics in these vendor booths. So people that were walking around could click on their graphics and get taken to their website, and you know, it drove traffic to their website. But she also did a presentation, and there were meeting rooms that people sat and met with their clients. And she had, in just that 3 hours, she had over 80 people come in and talk to her. And you know, and they were all doing it from the comfort of their home. They didn't have to travel anywhere.
And if I remember correctly, you said for the live event in Las Vegas, she spent, am I remember correctly, like $30,000?
$30,000. And for this 3-hour event, she spent, it was about $350.
Yeah, yeah. So more people, less.
And it was, people were very interactive with each other. They were, you know, during her presentation, they were, you know, making comedy, out of it. But it was nice because everyone was comfortable where they could give feedback and comments. And she did a survey. And it came back where the people that did attend were very impressed with it. They said it was fun, more interactive. They could do it for the comfort of their home. All they had to do was sign in, and if they, during the presentation, they could get up and walk away, and nobody knew anything different. Go to the bathroom, make a sandwich.
That is so interesting. Now, okay, well, let me ask you this. So people who right now have some kind of a website, a blog, whatever it is, we on the show, and Gina, being the JV queen, talks a lot about all of the different social marketing platforms that are out there to promote their products and businesses. What can somebody who right now who has a website or has a blog and they want to promote it on Second Life, what can they do to get started? How would they start exploring, gosh, what can Second Life work for me in my business?
Well, they can contact me. They can visit our website at monogramvirtua.com or contact me, and we can sit down and discuss their business and, what their vision is. Or they can also go on secondlife.com and kind of read through the website of all the different things that are going on. Now, Second Life has a lot of information on their website. But if you go to monogramvirtual.com, it has my contact information, has all of our contact information. And we personalize things for people and their businesses. We don't just say, okay, this is the standard package, this is what you have to do. We sit down and find out what they want to do, what their vision is, and if we can make it happen, which I want to say 99.9% of the time we do.
Okay, so they go to Monogram Virtua, or they contact you, Andrea, which I'll ask for your contact info now, and we'll give it later in the show. What is the best way for them to contact you directly? Start by asking that.
Probably by email.
By email? Okay, which would be what?
It's Anna Kalia. It's A-N-A-K-A-L-I-A at monogramvirtua.com.
Okay, and why the name Anna Kalia?
Anna Kalia means Andrea in Hawaiian.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that. But that's your avatar's name, right?
Yes, it's Anna Kalia.
Anna Kalia, that's great. I didn't know that. So they contact you, and then now anybody who's on the call, as you said, you can go to Second Life, sign up for free, and get started. However, me having been there, I strongly, strongly recommend that you don't just start going around in there by yourself.
Right.
It can be tricky. But now, Andrea, you have a way, either through Monogram Virtua or something, where people can take tours to sort of figure this thing out and make the learning curve
On our website, we have MVTV. There's a link to MVTV, and we have four different channels on there. One is the Virtual Zone, and if you click on Virtual Zone, it takes you into training videos on how to do certain things in Second Life. Another way is if you contact me and you are thinking about going into Second Life, we help you get set up with a mentor and help you move around and figure out what you're doing in there so that you're not walking around with a pair of shorts on your head.
Right.
And like I said, we don't just say, okay, yeah, go to Second Life, sign up, and then leave you there. We do have mentors and a staff that helps you get around and figure things out and talk to people. And just, for the first, I would say, 3 weeks, we can have someone or a couple of people help you out. And the people there are from all over the world, and they're so happy to do it. They actually sign up as a mentor to help people come in and learn about Second Life.
So, now, Andrea, the other day you were telling me about some of the different projects and businesses you guys have worked with, and I know everything from small one-person businesses to some very large corporations, and again, really interesting, cool projects you and your company have been working on. Tell us about some of the different things that you're doing. Business-wise, entertainment-wise,
whatever. Well, we're in the process of bringing entertainers into the virtual platform to do concerts so that they don't have to travel. They can do it while sitting on their couch in their pajamas. and put on a live concert to people. And let's see, we've got...
Can you share who? Anybody special? Or is that top secret?
Well, it's in the works. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but we are dealing with the Cash family.
Uh-huh.
We did build a Cash Music Hall. It's a replica of Radio City Music Hall. So we do have a place where, you know, it's called Cash Music Hall. People come in. There's a stage, there's seating, there's a balcony. There'll be a gift shop for people that want to purchase, say, Carrie Underwood shirts or Rascal Flatt shirts. And, you know, there's some other artists that are getting ready to come in there and, you know, help release their album and support their radio talk show. We do conventions in there. Now, a lot of the conventions that we do are to bring the communities within Second Life together. There's a community of fashion designers in there. So we promote the businesses that are already in Second Life that don't really have a business in real life, but I guess you could call it a business in real life because they're doing business in Second Life, if that makes any sense. We bring them together, and we promote it, and they set up booths, and we have entertainment. And then we also advertise to bring in clients to them so that they could give out information about their new line or if they're launching something. And we do fashion shows and seminars. So we have a very large venue that does that. We do things for nonprofit organizations. Like we did a writers' convention, and one of the writers, who's a science fiction author, Larry Niven, came in with world-renowned artist Michael Whalen. They signed posters. People picked up these posters, and they paid, 700 linden, which is a little over almost $3 for these posters that are signed by these artists. But all the proceeds from that went to the Alzheimer's Association.
In real life.
We've done an all-day event where we raised funds for Operation Kid Equip. That is a nonprofit organization that helps disadvantaged children purchase school supplies. So that was a 12-hour concert of different artists that came in and sang on stage, and we promoted it, advertised, and there were so many people that came through. Let's see, we've done a bridal bazaar. It was a week and a half long bridal bazaar that. There is a credit card company in the virtual platform that helped sponsor that. So there were, people get married in the virtual world.
Oh, really?
And they've got, and it was, I never realized it, but people really take that stuff seriously. There are people that really take it seriously, and it was like planning an entire wedding. Photographers, dresses, bridesmaids, reception, parties, gifts.
So does that have any effect whatsoever in the real world?
Yeah, that's my question.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Does it have any effect in the real world? Are they really married?
No. Some people are, some people aren't. But, people from Canada can marry people in, the United States. And have this complete relationship online. I think it's more of a mental thing. To me, it's more of a mental thing. But, they purchase items together. It's just like they're married. So anything you can do in real life, you can do in the virtual platform. Let's see, what other companies have we worked with? Nonprofit organizations. We did the whole movie premiere. We partnered with the television network in the virtual platform. We held a party in real life at the Virtual Worlds Conference in Los Angeles. What other companies have we done? One of our clients is an oncologist from the UK. He's in there to help connect with patients or potential patients. He built his clinic in the virtual platform, and it's an exact replica of his clinic in the UK.
And now what did he do to build a replica in the virtual world of his clinic? How does he use that to help his patients in real life?
Well, people that are thinking about traveling to the UK to visit them, to visit him or become one of his patients, they can walk into this clinic and get a feel for exactly how his clinic is in real life, right down to the staff and how they schedule appointments and the treatment rooms and the books that he's done, the papers that he's written. Everything in that clinic looks exactly like his clinic in real life, right down to the furniture, the pictures on the wall, the lighting, the stairs that go into his treatment rooms.
Wow.
So, and I know for me, if I have an illness and I'm going to travel across the country to a doctor, I want to know a little bit more about him. I want to know about his staff. I want to know what his clinic looks like, and I want to be a little bit more interactive before I get on a plane to put my life into his hands and treat me.
I don't think that was really a possibility, but, I mean, you could look at brochures, but what an interesting concept. You can find out more about a place, a business, as you say, that you have to travel across the world for, and I know this is sort of a tangent, but, I mean, you talked about visiting, you know, we could go and visit Hawaii or visit Bombay or visit other virtual things. And really get an experience for what something is like in real life, because a lot of what's on, you know, planet Earth has been replicated in planet life in almost exact detail. Is that right?
Well, another thing that he has on his island with his clinic is a replica of a beach in Africa. And he had a picture of a beach that he gave to someone, and they replicated it on the same island as his clinic. So his patients or potential patients could go to his clinic and then just kind of walk over to this beach in Africa and relax. And you hear the sound of the waves. There's rocks. There's sand. I'm not sure if they have dolphins there. I can't remember.
Really interesting. Wow.
It's beautiful.
A little vacation while you're on there.
Yes.
I was at the ocean just the other day, and it was, I live 20 miles from the ocean, but I don't go there often enough, and it's so beautiful. It'd be great if you don't live right by the ocean to be able to experience that in such detail on a daily basis.
Yeah, well, you could do that on a daily basis in there, and it's a little vacation. You know, I can't remember the last time I had a vacation, but I go to different places in the virtual platform, and there's a coffee shop that I actually go to in called Mill Pond in Second Life that it's kind of my hiding place. It's a cafe that people just sit and they talk about different topics, and they're very intellectual people, and we just sit. And, you know, you can, your avatar can go get a cup of coffee, and you just sit there and talk to people about different things. And I found that a lot of people in that cafe, they don't really care what you do. I mean, they could look at your profile and see what you do, and every once in a while I'll get somebody that will make a comment to me about, oh, you do marketing in here? But most of the time it's just sitting down with a bunch of people that I have no idea who they are and having intellectual conversation. And I learn things about different cultures and what people are doing. There's a lot of professors that sit there and just talk about their students and, you know, what they're teaching. I spend probably a good hour, 1 to 2 hours there every week, just learning about different things and, you know, different cultures and relaxing. And then when I'm ready to, as you said, get back to work, I teleport somewhere and I start my day. I have an office in the virtual platform on one of our islands. We have 4 islands right now, and one of them, I have a very large convention center, and I have an office off to the side that people can go in there, and as soon as they step into my office, they are greeted by an avatar that says, welcome to my office. If you have any questions, please contact me, give them my contact information. There's a suggestion box that people can leave note cards for me, and it emails me whenever someone leaves me a message, and I go in and I reply right away. You know, a lot of it is, you know, I want to do some PR, I want to promote my business. And I found recently, there are a lot of people that are starting to inquire about advertising and promotions in the virtual platform now that the economy is kind of you know, down.
Right.
So they want to do stuff in the virtual platform, and they ask me how, what can I do? You know, what are your services? Can we sit and talk about what you can do for me? So, you know, and we have a little brochure that we do hand out to people, but it hasn't been updated. But it just gives them a kind of a feel for what we can do for them. But then we can also do basic things. There are clubs in there that we've promoted and done an all-day event where, you know, we just kind of go out there and say, hey, this club is opening up. Come out and check it out. We've got a live entertainer for an hour. And then, you know, we go from there. But everything is customized towards the client, and we work with them that, you know, if they don't want to spend a lot of money, then, you know, we customize a plan where they don't have to spend a lot of money and that they're comfortable. We want to make sure that they're comfortable with what they're getting. But you do get more bang for your buck there.
So let me ask you this. Let's say I'm an online marketer, I'm an infopreneur, and right now I'm selling business books on how to do business. That's the one close to the truth. What would you suggest somebody like me do to start promoting on Second Life?
Well, there's bookstores in there. There's libraries in there. You can advertise on billboards. Go in and, like I said, the database is 17 million people. If you wanted to target new business owners, you can search for a group that has new business owners, and it will they have their own search engine. And it will bring up every group of new business owners or entrepreneurs or infopreneurs. Or, you know, you type in what you want, and it gives you a list of groups, tells you how many members are in there and what they're looking for and what you can do in there. And, you know, join. Most of the time it's free to join these groups. And then you can market that way. You can market with radio, television. They have television commercials on the television network I was telling you about. There's brochures, bookstores. There's just so much in there that you could do that you could do a little bit at a time. You could hold a convention to have all these entrepreneurs come and pick up your book from all over the world, international.
Andrea, I'm trying to imagine, if I'm this little avatar walking around in Second Life, how I would possibly, how radio and television works. How would I be listening to radio if I'm walking around on these different islands and stuff?
When you go onto a parcel, you have the option of, there's a little icon at the bottom of your screen that you can click play. And people stream music onto their islands. They talk shows, radio shows. You could stream this onto a parcel in Second Life.
So people are listening. There is a way to, and people are listening to the radio and TV? Do people have TVs in their virtual?
There's TVs in Second Life and, you know, videos. In fact, we set up World Ventures or Dream Ventures on one of our islands, and they have a training room that there's a little screen, and at the bottom of your screen, there's an icon to hit play to play a movie. You hit that, and you just set it up so that video or audio can stream into different parcels or different areas of your island. It's all up to the person that owns that parcel.
This could be a video I made here. I could stream.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Well, I'm looking at a marketplace for Second Life right now going, oh, my goodness, because there's so much in it. There's all these different types of clothing you can buy. You can buy these little kits that allow you to create clothing for other people's avatars that you can sell. There's kits that allow you to create weather of any sort on your land. So you can have rain, snow, fog, thunder, tornadoes, fire. It's incredible the kinds of things. You can buy shoes. You can buy fully furnished buildings. You can buy pieces that allow you to design buildings. I'm amazed. Just totally amazed by the things that you can buy that allow you to create anything else you want with them.
Giorgio Armani is in Second Life.
Really?
The company. And they sell Giorgio Armani suits, and people pay what they're charging. I don't know. I know in real life that they're a couple hundred dollars. I think in the virtual world, they're about, I want to say, $100. But people pay it. because they want the fitted suit. And Giorgio Armani, Nokia is in there. I believe
now,
BMW, Mercedes.
Those companies that are in Second Life, what have you seen them doing that then helps them sell more products in the real world?
Well, Sun Microsystems uses it as a training platform for all their employees. It saves on travel and education. They set up a several different islands that their employees can go to learn about the new products that they're bringing out, and they also use it to train their clients, more of a customer support program or platform for them. Nokia does the same thing. They do a lot of training. I see a lot of notices that go out that I'm part of their group. When they have training, they have people that come in and do certain training about Nokia. And they also, CareerBuilder.com is in there, helping people find jobs. Who else is in there? A lot of the companies that are selling their product, their real-life product and their virtual product. So it kind of, like I said, they bridge the gap. It drives traffic to their website or to their store. There's a gallery that the woman sells earth jewelry and art. She's in Florida, and she has an art gallery in Second Life. And when people see the graphics, she's got pictures of everything that she's done, they click on it, and it takes them to their website, and they can order the real-life product. Or they can purchase the virtual product for their home or a gift or, you know, just to have in their inventory.
Wow.
So the small businesses, you know, there's so many opportunities for small businesses and large businesses and people that are just thinking about doing startup. You know, if you have an idea, what better way to see if it's going to work and not spend a lot of money than to set it up in a virtual platform, get it out there internationally, and then go from there.
Really interesting idea. It's a virtual test bed for, you know, just about anything. Now, let me ask you a question. Is there a different type of, I don't know how to frame this correctly, a different type of the population, or is there, you know, a certain kind of person that tends to more be on Second Life as compared to the real world, or better yet, are there people who are out in the real world who aren't on Second Life? Do you understand my question? I mean, do you find more professionals on Second Life or more this or more that?
I find more Europeans.
More Europeans? Oh, no.
That's all. But there's just various people. You know, a lot of business people, just because of our type of business, I have a lot of people approaching us to help them that want to be involved in what Monogram Virtual is doing. But then there are a lot of individuals that I meet that, you know, are just in there to game. So, but a lot of them are from Europe. I don't find there are a lot of Americans in there yet. I think we're a little slow to catch up at times.
Okay.
I hate to say that, but.
Well, isn't that always the case, though?
We're a little slow.
There are technologies and things that I think that I have thought in the past that, you know, this is the best we could do. Take for, and then you find out, like, China is way ahead.
It's doing it better. Yeah.
Working so hard to have green energy cars here and electric cars and water cars and all that. And overseas in China and Japan, they already have, you know, day-to-day consumers driving around in these things. And we're still,
mm-hmm.
It's in the works. So you might just have something there about, at least in some areas, being slow to catch up. But having said that, I do know there are a good number of Americans on there because, as I shared with you, a client of mine about a year and a half ago was saying, Jen, you got to get in here. Look at, you know, he took me around.
Yeah.
He and partners have an island and an office and showed me, introduced me to a lot of other things going on there that were happening with Americans as well as folks from all over. So.
Obama did some of his campaign in there.
Barack Obama campaigned in Second Life.
Yeah.
Know that.
He was introduced to the virtual platform, and he put up a couple of billboards in Second Life.
Wow, I didn't even realize that.
He was appealing to a younger crowd.
And that makes sense, seeing who was at the inauguration on TV. They were a very younger crowd.
Mm-hmm.
How expensive.
He wanted to get the young people involved.
Second Life. I mean, if you wanted to create a presence of some sort in addition to your avatar, how expensive does it get to have someone create something for you?
Probably about
$3. $3?
You're kidding.
We actually have, Monogram Virtual has the licensing rights for three influential people in history, and we had their avatars replicated so that, you know, we can wear them so it looks exactly like them. We had an avatar replicated of John Amos. He's in the virtual platform. Looks just like John Amos. And we've built in many relationships in Second Life where all we have to do is say, okay, I need this done, and people say, I can do it. I can do it for you. And a lot of the times, because I've built such strong relationships in there, people do it for free.
Wow.
But in turn, just because I do appreciate everything that everybody does for us, I help them out in some way, shape, or form. I help promote their business. I let them attend or participate in one of our events for free. I recommend a lot of people to them. I send them a lot of business because I meet so many people in there. I say, just the other day someone had asked me about, they were doing a lecture on relationships in Second Life and wanted to get more people to attend the lecture. And I thought, go and see Lipstick Publishing. She has several different publications that you can advertise in to get the word out. And she's got, 80,000 subscribers that are possibilities. So she's got a bride and groom magazine that would probably be the best to advertise in. So I connect people in there, and in turn, they do a lot of things for us. And it's about building very strong relationships.
Well, it sounds to me like relationships are even more important in Second Life than they are on the regular parts of the Internet.
Yeah.
I suppose so, because there's a virtual memory there that doesn't get erased so quickly, huh?
I know it doesn't. It definitely doesn't. You stay on people's minds.
Now, Second Life is the biggest virtual world that I know of that has so much going on. But if I remember correctly, you told me that there's some other virtual worlds that are also, other virtual platforms that are also more than just a gamer's world. Is that true?
Yes. There's one called Entropia Universe. They're Web Alive. There's others, I can't remember the complete names, only because we deal mostly with Second Life. Now, there's a development team in the works that's looking at building a more stable platform. Second Life is the easiest to get into, just because their membership is free. And they also have Teen Second Life, where teenagers can get in there for free. There are a lot of other virtual platforms. You have to pay a membership fee to get in there, and they appeal to more of a higher clientele, and some of it's more business-like. Like Entropia Universe, you spend more money in there, but there's a lot more opportunity to make a lot more money.
Okay. More money that translates into real money on Entropia.
Yes. Okay. Yes, they also have their own currency and conversion rate.
But is it as big as Second Life? How many people would be using
it? It's not as big as Second Life. It's not as big as Second Life, but you can make more money in there.
Got it.
Quicker. The only reason I say that is because with Entropia Universe, you have to, when you go in there, it's different than Second Life, where Second Life you have an inventory, and once you have an inventory, it doesn't go away unless you delete it.
Okay.
With Entropia Universe, you, with as in real life, you wear a pair of jeans over and over again. It's going to wear out, so you got to buy new ones.
Ah.
That's what Entropia Universe is. But if you wanted to be a jeweler in Entropia Universe, you have to go out and mine for your own jewels.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so there's a difference there. But, like, you spend more money in Entropy Universe, but there's a possibility of making more. In Second Life, it's easier to get in because it's free. Anybody can set up a business in there. Now, with Entropy Universe, in order to set up a business in that platform, you have to go through a process of being approved.
That is really cool.
Say, yes, it's a good business plan, or go back and fix this and come back and talk to us.
Oh, yeah, we don't want you in here. You know, it's not going to fit into what we're doing here.
Huh.
So, yeah. In fact, Monogram Virtua went through that process.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
I would think that it probably instills more credibility on a company who's gone through the process than what you'd find in Second Life, and so people might be more willing to spend more money also, correct?
Yes, but their platform is more, it's almost, I don't want to say it's barbaric, it's very out there, almost Star Wars-ish kind, to me, you know, robots, and the avatars don't look... They look like warriors to me. Whereas in Second Life, you look like a person. You look approachable. Like I could do business with you.
I gotcha.
So there's more fantasy in Entropia.
Yeah, much more fantasy. More for science fiction.
Okay. Interesting.
And each platform is different. I just think Second Life is probably the easiest to get into. It's been around the longest. It's more user-friendly.
Okay. So now, earlier, Andrea, you said that there are, I could find, you know, interests or people who have the same interests on just about any area. I could go in there and say everything from people who are interested in, say, science fiction to women in business I could find. What about on the fun side of thing? Are there, you know, like extreme sports enthusiasts or, you know, movie enthusiasts?
Yes. You could put skateboarding in there. You could put X Games, probably X-Men in there. Anything that you're looking for, you just type in the search engine, you know, keyword, and it'll bring up all the groups that are currently in place that do that, and then people that are interested in that. It gives you individual people. So there's just pages and pages of information. But, of course, it's keywords. You know, the search engine picks up the keywords that you're looking for. So if someone were to type in advertising and marketing, you know, my profile would show up. Or if they typed in filmmaker, Randall would most likely show up. Or Monogram Virtual would show up. Anything that has that word, it's going to bring up in the search engine.
Can I then go and, let's say I typed in marketers, could I then go and talk with, you know, all of the avatars that showed up, or would I talk with them one-on-one? How would that work out? How would that
you
work?
Well, if you type in marketers, it would probably, I believe it brings up the groups first, and it will show you how many members are in the group, and you can go in and join the group, and at one time you can send out messages to those people that are in that group, or if you wanted to talk to them individually, you can pull up their profile and send them a little note card or an offline message, or if they're online, a message. Sometimes their profile has information like a website or their email address. You can chat with them that way. There are some that have what we call a landmark that you can go and visit their business in Second Life and, you know, wander around and even talk to their staff, pick up marketing information. You know, it all depends on the profile and if there's a group that exists for that. And most, if you were to type in marketers or marketing, there are a lot of groups out there that have that. And it shows you how many people are in each group. And it kind of gives you a description if they have a logo associated with them.
Is there such a thing as spam in Second Life?
Does the content yes, there is.
And so are there
yes.
rules and just like there are...
There are rules. They don't, you know, and the groups that are set up, they put in there no spamming allowed. And if you do spam them, they kick you out of the group or they give you a warning. There are special groups in Second Life just for spamming, for people that want to spam. So, spam away.
So we've really
well, that's no different than the Internet, where there are special systems that you can get access to that let you spam.
Right, right. But these are, you know, it's more interactive, much more interactive. You could send out, what you know, in real time, you could see who's online at that time and talk to them personally, look at their profiles, have a party, send out gifts. Send out information to them. You know, and sometimes people that are offline also receive emails in real life that someone's trying to contact them. And that's how I find out when people are in my office and they have questions regarding our services. And I can respond to them through my email if I can't get in, if I can't get on to Second Life.
Wow.
Well,
I'm still good, Jim.
I was just going to ask, how much time do you think a person who's kind of in business both online and offline, how much time do you think does the average person spend on Second Life?
Well, for the people that are already in there, gosh, 1 or 2 hours a day. There are some business owners in there that go in there maybe once a month.
Check on things and then move on?
Just to change things around a little bit. I mean, they don't really need to check on anything. They can see their activity, their transaction activity on secondlife.com. You can log into your account and see when people are buying stuff, who's buying things, how much they spent, when they spent it. They have a transaction ID for every transaction.
Okay, so you can't automate it without you being there. You mentioned earlier.
Oh, absolutely. I don't spend a whole lot of time in there.
Okay. So
there are systems and things that you can put in place where everything is automated. In fact, when we set up booths for people at our conventions, there's programming in place that we have that when a sale is made, if the sale needs to be split between different parties, it automatically does that for us. We don't have to go in and calculate it. We just set it up from the very get-go.
Fantastic. Yeah, I just imagine you'd have to have a presence there anytime you wanted to do business, but you're saying, no, not really. Just like online.
Not really. In the beginning, yes, just to get everything set up and, you know, depending on if you hired a marketing company to help you. If you didn't, you'd probably have to spend a lot more time in there. But if you went with, like Monogram Virtua, we put those systems in place where you don't have to spend a lot of time in there. 24/7, you can be making money, and you can be on the beach in South Africa or Africa relaxing, or you could be in Las Vegas gambling the money that you're making.
Well, sounds good to me, that the being on the beach in Africa part anyways.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I brought up to you the other day, a couple of my clients or friends have either recently written books or the books are about to come out, you know, books in the real world that they're looking to launch and to promote. And you were saying, yeah, they could, there was somebody who promoted a book from within and sold a ton, and that's the way that they promote it. Can you tell me a little bit about that, how somebody who has a product and they want to have a big launch, how Second Life could have a big effect on that?
Well, going into the virtual platform, you can set up a launch party and advertise and promote and do the whole PR in real life. And Second Life have links to websites and offer the book in Second Life. There's a way to convert the book into a book, a virtual book, and people can purchase it in the virtual world or in real life. They did, well, we had Larry Nevin come in, and what was really nice is when we promoted his presence in Second Life, all I did was go to, I looked up science fiction lovers and came up with just, I want to say there's over 20 groups in there. And one of them was specially created just for Larry Niven, which really just blew my mind.
A group was.
And I promoted to the literary world in Second Life to let them know that, hey, come out and check out Larry Niven and Michael Whelan. They're going to have a special guest appearance between this time. You can ask them questions, talk about how they became writers, you know, pick up their poster of Integral Trees. And it was really nice because it was very interactive with people from all over the world that came out and knew their books. So, I mean, there's different ways of launching things in there. Like the database that's already in there, definitely promote through that, and the bookstores that are in there. Go around to the bookstores, just contact some of the bookstores and tell them that, you know, we want to have this event to launch a book, put it in different publications in Second Life that cater to writers and the literary world. So there's different ways of doing it. And what's nice is, you know, you're not just sending it out to people in America. It's going all over the world. People that are interested all over the world. And there's a way to translate what people say in there in other languages. They have a translator that you can use. So if you wanted to speak to somebody in Japanese about a book that you're promoting, you can.
Interesting. Now, this is a thought. So I know a lot of people in the real world will promote books by creating sort of like joint ventures in that they'll have this book for sale, but then they'll go to, 10, 20, 30 different people who have services that kind of complement the book, whatever it might
mm-hmm.
be. Can people do that kind of thing in the virtual world, create a joint venture,
yeah.
everybody promotes together and create the big launch?
Uh-huh. We did that with the Bridal Bazaar. They're sponsors and joint ventures in there. You can do anything in the virtual platform if you know where to go and you build strong relationships. And it's all about getting out there and finding out what you want to do and what other people are doing in there that it's already created. There's no need in recreating the wheel. And building strong relationships and letting people know what your vision is.
Okay. Well, now, gosh, there's so many directions people could go with this. Kind of hard to say where to get started with it, except that it's super cool. So are there some things that we have not talked about that anybody who's interested, who's thinking about doing something with Second Life, whether for fun or especially for business, what else haven't we mentioned that's cool about Second Life or about what you and Monogram Virtua do?
Well, the thing about Second Life or virtual platforms is you can do anything. There isn't anything that you cannot do. And for people that think that, oh, we can't do that in the virtual platform, come and talk to us, because we don't believe in saying it can't be done. If it can be programmed, we can do it. If it can be talked about, we can do it. There's always a way to do something in the virtual platform and do it a lot quicker than in real life. And the resources are there. And it's like I said, it's about building relationships. When I first went in there, I didn't know anybody. I didn't know how to change my clothes. I didn't know how to build a box. And now, I have people that do that for me. Just because I walked around and I networked and I built very strong relationships and let them know what Monogram Virtual was about and what they wanted to do and where they're headed and what they have done and in our complete background. And now I really don't have to do anything. People come to me and ask me, can this be done? And I have not turned away not one single person. And if I don't have the time to spend on helping you, I will connect you with someone that can.
Okay, because you're a well-connected woman in the virtual world.
Also in real life, I'm finding out that in real life that because of the virtual platform, people are asking us a lot of questions. In fact, they go to Harold and Randall, and we kind of work together. If Harold is really busy on something, he'll say, I need you to work with this person, and they're not really sure if they want to get in the virtual platform. I did explain it to them. Can you help them get signed up? Let's get them in there, get them moving around, and, you know, work with them. And Randall does the same thing.
Nope.
So it's not, you know, just, well, I can't help you, or, you know, we talk about it in real life, and then that's it. It's, we walk you through the steps.
And what roles do Harold and Randall play in Monogram Virtua?
Wow. we kind of all do everything. I want to say Harold represents Monogram Virtua. He goes out and talks about it. He travels all over the U.S. to speak about the virtual platform, where it's headed, how Monogram Virtua can help them, getting them set up, and talking about the many opportunities and possibilities. Randall does the same thing. He is more of our CFO.
Okay.
And I do a lot of work in the virtual platform. Harold brings the clients in, and I kind of make sure that they're taken care of in Second Life or whatever platform that we set them up in. So it's all of us are working together in different roles. We, all of us are salespeople. All of us are marketing. All of us are financing business people. So it's, we do have the titles as CFO or co-CFO, co-COO, VP sales and marketing. But I don't think our titles really mean anything. We all do whatever it takes to succeed and to help other people succeed.
You're quite the team then.
Oh, yes. We work very well together.
And
very, very well together. We're all excited about it.
It seems like in Second Life, there's sort of a community, maybe philosophy or something, that people work together, maybe a little more so than in the real world. Does that?
Yeah, because there's the communities that you set up with, and it's not, I haven't found that it's a competition. People really want to work together and help each other. And I think it's because they're avatars that you don't really know who they are in real life.
Right.
And it's just easier to work with an avatar than sometimes with a real life person.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then there are times that the avatar takes on the complete personality of the person behind it.
So it depends, but potentially there's less defenses and more.
Yes.
Hey, we're here to build something, here to do something new.
Right. But I found most of the people in there, I haven't really come across anybody that's been, hostile or not helpful. They all, it's just very strange to me that in the real world, more people can't be like that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's weird. Even though you're an avatar, it's like you can make eye contact with other people.
My guess is it has something to do with starting anew. It's kind of like, why are children so much less defensive? Young children, very young children.
Yeah.
Why are they so much less defensive than adults? Well, they haven't learned to be cynical yet. So maybe in Second Life you can start anew and, drop the baggage, at least for the...
Right. You leave everything behind.
Yeah. Oh, how interesting. So now, okay, Andrea, I am going to be somehow or other bringing at least a little bit of, whether it's empowering women in business or some of the other things I'm doing to Second Life, because I'm really intrigued on this. It's another place to... I wanted to connect internationally more, and this sounds like a fun platform to do it. So if myself or Gina's, the IM University or some of the other things she's doing, if we want to get started doing more cool stuff and promoting online through Second Life, tell us again how we would contact you, how we would get started, and what you would probably do with us to get us started.
Well, the first thing I would do is have you look at our website, monogramvirtua.com, and there are several tabs in there that talk about our services and how we promote and brand things in the virtual platform. And then you would kind of get an idea of what we do and how we work. And then we sit down and talk about where you see your business going. How do you want to promote it? Do you want to do events in the virtual platform? Do you want to put out a how-to book or just start a group in there and maybe send out information every once in a while? But we sit down and customize a marketing plan, and we move forward, and we do your PR. We get you connected with other people that have the same interests, and we kind of do a little bit more research on to see what worked for them and what didn't.
Okay.
And we would get you set up with maybe an office building, get you listed in the directory in Second Life so people can find you, and start building a separate database within Second Life and get the word out. Maybe even put the radio show on the parcel. And we customize something by just sitting down and talking with you and kind of seeing what your vision is for your company.
Okay. And then, so somebody who is just getting started, what is your biggest tip for somebody who wants to get started in Second Life?
Research Second Life first.
Research it. Know what you're talking about by taking it.
Yes. Make sure that you're comfortable with it. And then if you think that, this is something that I think I can do, give us a call and we'll walk you through it. We'll even do a little bit of a training session even before you set up your avatar and move forward. We don't want anybody to be real skeptical about going into the virtual platform. I know it's something new, but we want to make sure that you're comfortable and that you think that, yes, we can help your business. And, then we get in there and we want you to be able to move around, change your clothes, talk to people. So it's not the first 2 weeks we're just setting you up in business. It's maybe the first 2 weeks we're doing a lot of training and moving around and the different capabilities that Second Life has to offer. And then, you can see it's a whole new world.
And if, let's say there's some people who are pretty busy in their online or quote-unquote real world businesses now, they don't have a lot of time, but they're interested in doing some stuff in Second Life. How easy is it for people to outsource getting things done in Second Life? Like you've talked about, get an office space, market on billboards. Can you do a lot of outsourcing in Second Life?
We do a lot of outsourcing. We actually have a staff in place that if we need something built, we let them know what we want. And if the client doesn't know what they want, we kind of help them along with that. We try and get them something set up to where it fits their whole business. Since I've been in there, I've built a lot of relationships where people they want to do things for us and they want to help and they get excited when we say, oh, we've got another client that wants to build a building over here and we want to do all these certain things, and they get all excited. Oh, yeah, I want to do that. And it gets their creative juices going because there are people that are in there in business building things for other people. There are architects in there. There's an architect that built that oncology clinic. So it's really easy for someone that doesn't have a lot of time. If you sit down with us and tell us what you want and we kind of go through everything and plan it out, you don't have to be in there maybe once or twice a month, if even that. And, we can set it up to where it's all automated. You just let us know what you want.
Well, Andrea, I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show. We've only got about 60 seconds left, so I know I have really enjoyed today's show, and I'm planning on giving you a call to talk about how Monogram Virtua can help me with the IM University. because there is so much more in Second Life than even what I knew about from using Second Life almost 2 years ago. So it's been a great call. Jennifer, thank you so much for getting in,
well,
Andrea, to come on to the show today. It is.
I enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Well, if we can ever do anything for you, please let us know, because we are, Jennifer and I are both all about helping others we meet in what they're doing, as well as, you know, building our own businesses. So thank you again. And everyone, see you back here next Tuesday at noon Eastern for another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101.
Great. Thank you.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.